What does it take to really sell more information products at higher prices? Discover the number one factor in marketing premium info products in today's Information Product Publishers podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Jeff Smith here from www.infoproductcreator.com. HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. It's been an incredibly busy week as we prepare for our Information Product Private Members Club. We're going to be launching that in early March. It's really going to be a private member site that is focused on walking you every step of the way through from idea through to product launch and to successful marketing campaign. We're really excited about that because we've been able to help so many people through our coaching program and provide as much personal assistance as we can to everyone, but it's quickly, we're losing scale. It's quickly becoming impossible to help everyone out. So we're really looking forward to this vehicle. It's really a tool, a very cost-effective tool that you're going to be able to use to get some additional help and get a number of videos and case studies that will walk you through the entire process of creating your own information product. We're going to be launching that in the first couple of weeks of March. So we're really excited about that. And I think it's going to help a lot of you out there get over the hump, no matter whether that hump is finding particular product ideas, getting through the product development cycle, staying motivated, getting your products launched, operational side of it, or marketing or advanced marketing techniques. We're going to be able to address that through this site. So that's something to watch out for in early March. Second thing, I've been promising for a couple of months now to run a free teleseminar, and we're finally putting the finishing touches on that. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll get an announcement out to our mailing list. If you're not on that mailing list, you want to take get yourself on that list or watch our blog at HireTrustMarketing.com/blog, as we're going to be putting up an announcement in the next week as to when that free teleseminar will run. And the whole idea, I'm going to be giving maybe 15 or 20 minutes of overview from end-to-end insider's track of launching your own information product publishing business. But the majority of the call I want to have interactive. I want you to be able to ask your questions on that call, and then we'll post the transcripts up. So we're looking at a call from an hour to an hour and a half. And I want to do this on a regular basis, but this will be our first call like that. So watch out for that announcement, and we'll get your questions answered on that particular call. You can also send any questions you want to ask on that call in advance to us here at jeff@infoproductcreator.com, and that'll get through to us, and we'll have our team take a look at those questions, sort them through, and make sure we get answers for you as best we can. So on to today's topic. I want to cover this quickly. It's a very important topic, though, and it's something that I think a lot of people struggle with when they're trying to figure out what product they should actually develop. And it has to do with asking for a premium on your information products and being able to get a premium price for your info products. This is building on an article that we released. Take a look at our blog over at HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. We wrote an article on February 15th posting. Take a look under that February 15th posting. It was titled, Are You Creating Premium Information Products? And we touched on this, but we want to go into a little bit more detail today. And that is, one of the most important aspects of developing a premium information product is targeting buyer motivation. And we're going to just talk about that in a little bit more detail today. First of all, let me frame the consumer market and buyers. Now, this is oversimplified, but I think it illustrates the point that really we can lump groups of buyers into two different categories no matter what your niche market is. Those that purchase based on emotion or a feeling they have, and those that purchase based on making an economic decision. And I think you'll agree with me that you really want to target the first category. You want those people that are going to buy based on emotion. Why is that? Well, obviously, if you're buying on emotion, you'll pay almost any price. You'll pay a premium price if you're buying based on emotion. Your heart is making the decision, not your mind. So you tend to make decisions faster. you tend to make decisions that that put a premium on the information that you're looking for. So it's incredibly important that that is the part of the market. Every market has both types of buyers. You want to target those people that buy based on emotion. So what do you need to do? What do you need to know to be able to target those people? Well, it comes down to understanding buyer motivation. And what is that? Well, it's important to understand that when we buy something, often it's a subconscious decision that's made where we can't even explain. Oftentimes buyers can't even explain why they buy something. Think of, there was a good research study done on middle-aged women as they enter their 40s and into their 50s, why they buy certain clothes or why the spending on certain types of clothing goes up. Well, it turns out that it has very much to do with their own personal image, their own status in the their own status in society. And in fact, if you had asked them why, you know, first of all, if you asked them if their spending does go up on fashion, chances are, you know, most of them would say no. Even if they said yes, even if they acknowledged that fact, they probably didn't know what was causing it. And so that's the secret behind, oftentimes we don't know what makes people buy. So, you know, I kind of chuckle when I see that a lot of today's marketers suggest that you just simply survey the people that are in your list. Now, surveying can be a useful piece of information, but the types of questions I see out there just aren't getting to the root of whether why somebody is really buying, and that's what you need to understand. So let's take a quick look. There are some basic needs that were defined by Maslow. You may have heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Things like food, water, air. When we get beyond the utilitarian or the utility needs and we get into secondary needs and wants, that's where things get really interesting. And here's a few, and see if as I read these through and talk about these a little bit, if you can link these to your market. If you have a market or an idea in mind, see if you can link your idea to any one of these, and ideally more than one. And you'll start to figure out there's new opportunities for your topics, new opportunities for targeting those markets. First one, a subconscious desire that most of us have, and it's built into human beings, is to be respected, to be affiliated with others, to fit in, to have social respect. And if you think of this, isn't this the reason, really, that a lot of us think of sports magazines, or think of watching the latest movies, or think of a lot of different types of information products where we're keeping current. So I use sports magazines, health magazines, etc. One of the main drivers for people is to have the latest information, to have the latest news, so they can talk about it with their peer groups. And it's incredibly important. So people will spend enormous amounts of money, and you know, this is you or I, will spend enormous amounts of money to be able to keep up to date, to say that they have read the latest information, to get something unique that they can talk about with their peer group that elevates them socially, that makes them belong, that makes them fit in, that shows that they're as interested in a market as someone else, or a hobby, or a peer group. So this is what is really attractive in terms of products. This is what drives a lot of private members clubs. Think of dog training and pet training, which is a huge information product marketing. Well, oftentimes people are investing in these products because they want their dog to be well trained. They want to fit in with society. When that dog goes over to someone else's house or they walk it out in the neighborhood, they want to fit in. It's a really big motivating factor. Now, when I say social respect, that social respect or that fitting in is with the current trend of the market space. So it just turns out that a lot of the baby boomers from the 50s and 60s are driving our market today. Well, one of the aspects of fitting into the baby boom generation is to be dealt with individually, is the image as a rebel, rock and roll rebel per se. And if you think about it, that's what's driving a lot of our personalized, specialized services out there. So again, keep that in mind It's not always that you have to conform in an orderly fashion. It's that you have to conform with the common, market accepted image as of today. So parenting information, how to raise your kids well in society, is another example of information that people invest in to be able to attain social respect. What's another driver, another secondary need or want that drives people's buying behavior? Achievement. Understand how this will, they want to understand how their effort fit in and can be measured against a known criteria. So think in terms of educational courses and degrees, money-making courses where they're comparing themselves with whatever role model they see as important in the market, somebody that has attained, working from home full time, or someone that has, Donald Trump, that's made $1 billion in real estate, drives an enormous industry of people buying not only his books, but real estate books and copycat type courses. So understand that this is a massive driver as well. Buyer motivating factor is to achieve up to one's role models, one's images that are shaped by some of the leaders in different markets today. So understand what those leaders are, where the goals stand, and that's probably pretty likely to be the factors that they're trying to achieve in that market as well. Think in terms of real estate products, sales training products, any kind of product like that is fitting into and is using this motivating factor that people want to fit in and can be measured against a certain criteria. A third secondary want that drives consumer buying power, the need for control and power, the need to control themselves and others around them. So think in terms here of personal development topics, topics of influence, topics that will allow people to, this comes back to parenting products again, that will give them some control over a seemingly uncontrollable situation of a troubled teen or just a normal teenager. Case studies, anything that gives them particular control over their environment. Financial books, this is a big driver for financial products, where people need to be able to feel they can control the stock market and control their retirement, control their budget. So again, a very powerful figure. See how that relates to your market. A fourth one we're going to talk about is prestige. A bigger impact on products that will somehow translate into visual evidence. So prestige only works if you can demonstrate evidence of this working. So you're not going to buy something unless, for example, a weight loss product. You want more prestige. You want to be recognized as having lost weight. So the program needs to emphasize that you're going to look different at the end of the day. Muscle building, again, golf, driving distance. What you're really after when you're trying to extend your golf distance, driving distance, is really prestige on the golf course. You want to look good in front of your friends. Public speaking, wine collecting, cigars, those are all driven by prestige, status, the need to be seen as a player. That's a tremendously motivating factor for a lot of buying decisions made. And finally, I want to touch on a few other drivers, and that is the need to avoid certain fears, avoid negatives, as well as attain positives. So avoid the fear of death, avoid the fear of public speaking, avoid the fear of embarrassment. The fear of rejection drives a lot of books on dating and relationships. Incredibly powerful stuff, and these are all driving factors. So go through those. To be respected and affiliated with others, let's review them. Achievement, understanding how your effort fits in, can be measured against known criteria. Control and power, the need for prestige. Avoiding things like basic fears, fear of public speaking, embarrassment, and rejection. Those are incredibly powerful things. So think in terms, when you're thinking of your market, here's some of the questions you may want to ask then that I don't think most people are asking of their market. You may want to ask your people, your subscribers, or the people in your market, how do they see themselves? Have them explain how they currently see their own situation. What are their favorite, most interesting aspects of the market? What do they want to achieve? How do they feel now? And try and get negatives and positives from them. And what would they pay to improve? So by getting a sense for how they see themselves at the current state of the market, understanding where they want to go, this gives you some kind of picture of their current image and their future image. This all comes down to how someone sees their current position and how someone sees where they want to be. From that, you can almost learn what their subconscious beliefs and desires are, which will guide you to all kinds of product opportunities, topic opportunities, how you market your product, what your headlines will read, what your benefits will read. That becomes much, much clearer in your business. So hopefully that's been able to help you understand how you get your products to be a premium product, how you get more demand, and how you make your marketing a little bit more effective. So that's it for this week. We're going to cover another exciting topic next week. Remember the teleseminar I mentioned and our new private member site. It's going to be going live in early March, and we'll look forward to having you all join us there. And that's it for this week's edition of the Information Product Publishers Podcast. Look for us again next week. And please visit our blog. There's lots of activity that goes on there each week. That's hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. We'll look for you there. See you again next week. Thanks for joining us.